It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy Breeze. We're looking at a high of 33.4 today. Now, if you missed the show yesterday, we had a little segment called There I Said It, which we actually just finished up with.
Mm-hmm.
Breezy had a hot take. She said anybody who's missing a hubcap is total white trash. Well, turns out Breezy's missing a hubcap.
Yeah, and I felt that it was appropriate for me to have that take because I am missing a hubcap right now, so...
You gotta
call it out where you see it, you know what I mean? Yeah. If you see it right in your own backyard, then there you go.
You're white trash.
Literally. So I was up in arms about it, and I was gonna call you, but I was like, I'll just wait till the air. Just wait till the show.
Okay.
So I'm on my way home yesterday after that fiery hot take, and...
The other hubcap comes off.
Wait. So I'm on my way home yesterday, and I pull into my neighborhood... And I look at the crosswalk, and on the little button that you press to cross the street, there's a hubcap hanging there. And I go, no freaking way.
Hanging?
Yeah. They like placed it up because it was like probably in the road or like somewhere. So they placed it like on the little button, a hubcap.
I see. Yeah.
And I go, oh my God, that's my hubcap.
It matches your car.
I was like, oh my God, that is literally my hubcap. What are the chances? Like, what a saving grace. So I'm like, oh my God, this Monday just got so much better. Like, I'm so excited. So I run over.
You park the car, you run over.
I park the car in the middle of the street, cause it's a 6-car pileup, run over. I took a video of all of this. I'm posting it on our Instagram after this. I grab the hubcap. I'm so excited, so excited, so excited. I pull into my apartment complex.
You know for a fact this is your hubcap.
Just wait, bro. So I pull into my apartment complex and I'm like, okay, I'll just like run upstairs super quick, come downstairs, try and get the hubcap on. But like, you know, it's a difficult task. You need like a hammer and a wrench and all that stuff. So I see the plow guy plowing the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, all these spots are empty. And I was like, well, I'm not going to park in a spot if he's like trying to plow. You know what I mean? I'm going to park over here, like not in a spot. So he has a moment to just like plow and I can move my car.
Probably the most considerate thing you've ever done.
Me thinking of others.
Just selfless.
So selfless. So I run upstairs. I was upstairs for maybe like half an hour. Nothing crazy. And I knew I was leaving right away. I come back downstairs.
He plowed you in.
To a notice on my car saying it's getting towed. Notice on my car saying, warning, your car is parked illegally. Your license plate number has been recorded and the tow truck's on its way. So it's not just like, oh, a little like
thing. They're trying to scare
you. It's not like a little thing in the windshield. No, they put a massive sticker on my driver's side window.
Who put that sticker there?
The maintenance crew.
Okay, so maintenance was plowing the parking.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm flipping out. Flipping out. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm trying to be so considerate. And then you go and do that. And then you put a sticker probably the
size. Covered the windshield.
Probably the size of this tissue box. Okay?
Okay.
I go to take it off. Residue all over my car.
Oh, they actually stuck it on the windshield. Oh, that would piss me off.
Full sticker. Full TJ Maxx sticker on my windshield.
Yeah, that every candle you've ever purchased at Marshall's, that sticker ain't coming off. That's on Breezy's windshield.
I'm like, so now I'm missing a hubcap. I have window sticker art. Like, I have 6 children in the back of my sedan.
Who did you confront after that?
Oh, I called management. I said, what is happening here? First of all, I was doing you a favor and your plow guys a favor by not parking. I go back out, didn't plow. They didn't do anything they needed to do. I'm like, not the one brain cell fighting for its life. So I'm calling, freaking out. And I was like, also, I would suggest maybe just getting little tags instead of full-fledged stickers because I need someone to come out and chisel this off my window because it's ruined.
That's aggressive.
So I'm flipping out. So I'm like, you know what, though? It's okay because I have my hubcap and like it's going to be fine. I go to put it on. Doesn't fit. It's not my hubcap at
all. It's not your
hubcap. I took some random person's hubcap off the side of the road. So I'm like, how am I?
Did it not have the Nissan emblem on the actual?
Mine don't because I got new ones because mine were all scratched up. So I got brand new ones to make it all look fresh. Doesn't matter now because all of them are missing. 3 out of 4 are missing. So then I was like, how can I make this day better? My girlfriend texted me. She's like, I forgot my lunch. I'm super annoyed. I'm like, I'll go grab her lunch and bring it to work. Like,
sure.
Girlfriend of the year, of course. I'm driving in Henrietta. I hit a pothole the size of literally China. My other hubcap goes flying.
Come on.
So now
you're
I'm
lying.
Down two hubcaps.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
You lost another hubcap yesterday?
I have two hubcaps missing and window sticker art in the back.
You are like, total white trash.
Garbage.
You're trash.
Garbage.
You won't see me get in your car.
No, I won't even get in my car. No, I won't. No, I refuse.
Hey,
I,
if anybody wants a free Nissan Sentra, come to 70 Commercial Street.
Disgusting. Don't even say that because they will. They literally will. Let me get my stuff out of it first. It's too much.
Is anybody interested in a mini fridge with wheels?
It's too much.
Breezy, so let me get this straight. You had a day from hell yesterday.
The most Monday of them all.
That's got to be the most Monday of all Mondays.
And then I was like, I had to bring my brother's car to the airport. And it was horrible out last night. The roads were terrible. And I was like, well, I'm in an SUV as like a Honda CRV. I was like, this is going to be great in the snow. Horrible in the snow. Literally fishtailed four times, almost totaled at seven. So everything's fine.
That's why I'm easy.
Yeah. I swear to God, if one more thing happened to me yesterday, I probably wouldn't have been here this morning. Just saying.
You would have ended it.
Period. It was rough. But don't you worry. I'm for the people, and I have an entire video montage of the entire day. So that'll be up on our Instagram right now. At 90 at PXY Rochester.
Yeah, don't end it. I have no interest in doing the show with Scott and Sandy again.
No, that'd be tough. Fully.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell.
We didn't talk about this yesterday, but I was meaning to, and I'm very excited to share the huge news that took place over the weekend when it comes to the polar plunge down at Ontario Beach Park that took place over the weekend. It was icy waters, and a lot of you braved those icy waters by dipping in at Ontario Beach Park. And they also had like a huge, festival there over the weekend too. We talked about that.
Yep.
So that was really cool. You could go, there was fireworks, but this year it was awesome because they raised nearly $350,000, which is amazing. It all goes back to Special Olympics New York. And there was 1,500 people that participated in said event, according to event organizers. It's just such a fun way for people to get out in the winter, support an amazing cause. And Rochester always shows up and shows out when the Polar Plunge comes around every first weekend of February every year. So really, really cool. And the Lakeside Winter Celebration is what I was talking about that happened. There was ice sculptures. There was a chili contest. There was ice skating, fireworks, live music.
That's
so much more.
It's the chili contest that you really had me at chili.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a judge for the chili contest.
The chili contest. Yes.
That's the question I asked last week, is if they were still doing that or not. But turns out they are.
They sure were. They sure were. Really cool. Awesome. Pat yourself on the back, Rochester, because that's nothing to wave a stick at for money raised for Special Olympics.
No,
really
none
cool.
whatsoever. So now that we got the polar plunge out of the way, are you guys completely ready for spring?
The Canandaigua one is the 15th of March, too. So it's not over yet.
Are you going to be at that
plunge
one?
Again, I'm hosting it this year.
You
yes.
are? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right. March 15th. In Canandaigua. Coming up, we're going to talk to a mom who says she is so fed up, you guys, with these coaches who think it's okay to schedule practices four nights a week, including weekends, when it comes to their kids playing sports. How many of you are as frustrated as our listener, Brooke? She has a lot to say about the topic, but we're going to get her on the phone with us coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, when is it considered just too much practice?
They say practice makes perfect, but if you're running yourself into the ground with practice, then you're not going to be perfect.
How many of you love that your kids play sports and are a part of something, but you think the practice schedule is just completely ridiculous because you feel like your weeknights I don't know, maybe even weekends are shot because of the practice schedule. We have Brooke on the line who's not happy with her son's coach. And she says she is sick and tired of her 9-year-old son's coach scheduling practices 4 days a week, including practice on Saturday nights, where her son may not get home until maybe after 9 p.m. Hi, good morning, Brooke.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to share something and get your thoughts. I'm just a really frustrated mom right now.
I know you are. We read the message. We saw it. And you know what? I think it's really relatable to a lot of people. I've heard my friends complain that they have to bring their kids to practices at 7 p.m. on a Saturday, which really, your schedule's shot after that. But go ahead. Get right into it.
All right. So I've really had it because I know a few parents who understand what's going on and not being able to have a life, really, because my 9-year-old son plays soccer. And it's a team in Rochester. It's 9 and under boys. Mm-hmm. And we think that our coach, you know, missed his shot to play soccer at a big level. His son is on our team. And he treats him like he's Messi.
Oh, yeah, his son, yeah.
He thinks he's Messi. He thinks he's the second coming, and his kid sucks.
Let me ask you this, Brooke, Lionel Messi. Yeah. Let me ask you, though, Brooke, who gets the most playing time on the team?
Oh, who do you think?
Yeah,
that's his kid. Don't want to say his name. But
Harris. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that happens, and you sort of have to just, you know, suck it up and ignore it. Can't make that accusation. He's going to deny it. But he just thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
And listen, the stakes aren't that high. It's soccer for kids 9 and under. So he schedules these practices Monday, Wednesday, every other Friday, Saturday nights at 7 p.m. So parents don't get to go out to dinner. We don't get to get a babysitter. We don't get to do, you know, anything in life because this thing ends at 9:30 and then you're so exhausted you have to go to bed and the kids go to bed.
Has any of the parents come together and had this conversation collectively with the coach?
Well, you know, there's a few of us who kind of know each other. We live in the same hood. There's like maybe like 6 people who really have a big problem with it.
Yeah.
There's whisperings among the others. But now, see, the coach, he's separated from his wife or something. I don't think he even likes her.
You're like,
he doesn't care if he has to go home. He just wants to, you know, this is his only life.
Got it.
Here's the greatest part. One of our parents, we kind of put him up to it. We said, can you call him? And, you know, he just has a nice way with words. So he calls him and he tells him, you know, this is how we're feeling and whatever. And the guy says, the coach, he goes, look, if you guys want to win, that's what I'm hired to do. So he thinks he's like, you know, a national team or something.
Yeah, sure. He takes it very seriously. Some coaches don't. You know, there's something to be said about him actually doing that. On the other hand, have you talked to your son about how badly he even wants to do this? Like, is he really into it?
They don't really, but you're trying to teach them to make a commitment to what they chose to do and you finish out the season. And then if he doesn't want to play anymore, I don't care. But it teaches them camaraderie and how to follow the rules and, you know, be a better person and show up and have a commitment to something. So no, he's not like crazy in love with it. He's not going to do this, you know, as he gets older,
right.
I'm sure. He kind of kicks his feet and is daydreaming a little on the field.
He's still making dandelions. We don't know.
Yeah, he's not into it.
I mean, listen, that's all fine and well, everything that you've just mentioned, but I don't think the coach really is focused on any of that. He's focused on getting a World Cup. Really.
You have no idea. Listen to this. So last year, this coach made the kids do a 9 a.m. film review on a Saturday morning at his house where he just played
9?
Videos.
What do you mean, a film review?
He played videos of old games and made the kids watch their mistakes. He pointed out their mistakes. Give me a break.
They're 9 serious. Years old?
Well, at that point, they were probably 8.
Yeah, 7.5 to 9.
Your kid's
that's what we're dealing with.
Your kid's like, will there be popcorn served?
I'm very interested to hear how many other parents are feeling the way our friend Brooke here is feeling 585-252-9800.
Thanks so much for letting me call in. I'm so frustrated. It's not varsity or D1, you know. These kids are little babies. I just think this coach sucks. It's so frustrating. I hope some people call in, because I told my husband I might pull him from the team, but I know I wouldn't be teaching him, you know, a good lesson.
No, and then you'd have to teach yourself about commitment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So that's the lesson here. This is a lot. 4 to 5 practices each week. Some of those practices being at 7:30 on a Saturday night. So yeah, your weekend is kind of shot. All right, we'll get to some messages coming in, because it sounds like you might not be the only one, Brooke, that is feeling this way. But thank you for calling in. No, thank you for calling up. Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Good luck with the championship.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, Kim just texted in and said, I wouldn't mind actually having a coach like this who cares, because most of these coaches don't have a clue as to what they're doing. Mm. One game over the summer, my son's coach in Brockport never even showed up to the game.
So, right.
That will happen sometimes.
These things happen.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, good morning. So, do you agree with Brooke or disagree?
I actually have a different perspective.
Okay.
There are so many programs in the area for kids to play. If you are not happy with what sports team your kid is on, soccer, there's so many other soccer teams that your kid could be part of. And I'm sure this coach is volunteer. They probably don't even get paid.
No, most of these coaches don't get paid. I mean, this guy sounds like just one of those coaches that's all in. Honestly, if I had to guess, they were probably talking about my dad. This is my father to a T, and I had to deal with it my whole entire childhood growing up. But he's, you know,
watching the film at age 6 is crazy.
Yeah, there's something
That is a little crazy. I think that is next level. However, if you don't want to play for a travel soccer team, there's tons of house leagues where you could go practice once a week, twice a week, and play games on the weekends.
Well, I know, but that's the thing. I don't think this is travel soccer. I think this is a house league.
Oh, okay.
That makes it worse.
Very much so.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not that deep. And also, you know, if there's not like money attached to it, like obviously travel soccer teams are way more expensive than house leagues. Shouldn't be treated like your kid's getting prepped for a D1 school.
Yeah, but listen, I think a lot of parents know too. When you sign your kid up, especially for travel, it is a commitment. You know what you're paying for. You know that you're going to have to put the time in, your kid's going to have to commit. There's going to be practices, and there's going to be weekends where all summer long, you're traveling, you're not home. The weekends are shot. So you know what you're signing up for. Thanks for the call,
also,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Can I have one more point?
Yeah, please.
Also, there's so many kids that want to play sports that if parents don't step up, they're probably, kids probably not even going to be on a team. So all these moms that are talking about the coach, they can always coach. I'm sure that the league would be willing to have them volunteer.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
All right, have a great day, guys.
You too. Let's get to some tech, shall we? Hey, guys, I'm a coach and a board member for Freedom Rec Cheer. Whoop, whoop. Practice is voted on by our 6 board members. 6 months before, the season starts. We practice 4 days a week in August and July, and then in September, our practice drops down to 2 days a week. We, the board members and coaches, are all parents, and we want the athletes to be prepared for competition while also not burning them out. This person says, oh my gosh, we review film, started in the 2nd grade. This is what made him as good as he is today. He's in 8th grade now and plays for a top regional team. Yes, he tried out for that. Okay.
There are some kids that are going to be down to do this because their heart's into it, and some could care less. They don't, you know, you got to be up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning to go to coach's house to watch film.
This person says,
What?
I can't. This is my dad. One time, my friend spent the night and my dad made us watch softball drills. He still talks about it to this day, 15 years later.
Yeah, there are some coaches that are really into it. And you know what? There's a lot of parents that appreciate that. because there's so many coaches that are coaching kids today that suck.
I just genuinely cannot. I cannot with the parents or coaches who didn't hit it big when they were in sports. So now they're trying to push their kids or their team to go where they wanted to be. It's like, this is your dream, not theirs.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Three of my four children were in sports before COVID hit. Every night of the week was practice, indoor games. Weekends, always games. When COVID hit, the sports stopped. And it was amazing. Practices this late at night on a weekend only makes sense if these kids are older and it's more competitive. And then Shannon says the whole family does not need to attend practice at all. At a certain age, usually six or seven, you should just drop them off at their activity and come back in an hour.
That's another thing. Parents that stay for practice, you give me the ick.
I never understood that.
Like,
well, you know, they're involved parents. What are you going to do?
But like, I don't know. We've talked about this in the past. It's just like, give your kid a moment to be themselves and do their activities and blossom their personality without you breathing down their neck.
Yeah, we always had that one parent on the team.
Go run an errand.
There's always that one parent that's going to show up the lawn chair, and they're there from start to finish. And that's just how it is.
Go to TJ Maxx. Like, what are you doing? Anyways.
Thanks for the messages on this one, you guys. Brooke, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY. 98 PXY.